Mailman of the Birdsville Track, written by Kristen Weidenbach and read by Peter Hosking. Following an adventurous introduction to the tribulations of running a mail service on one of the toughest and most isolated routes in Australia, Tom quickly settled into his new job and life in Lyndhurst began to take on a regular routine. In alternating weeks when there was no mail run, he would cart goods and supplies from the railway siding out to the surrounding sheep stations, up the Strzelecki track to Avondale, 14 kilometres, Mount Lyndhurst, 37 kilometres, and the big 10,000 square kilometre Mumpiawi run, 126 kilometres, northwest to Wichelina, 52 kilometres, and southwest to Myrtle Springs, 47 kilometres, and backload with bales of wool. Every couple of months or so, Harry Ding would come up to check on operations, but Tom was largely left to manage for himself. Lyndhurst itself was a gibber-strewn waste cut in two by the railway, according to local resident Hans Mincham. The railway siding and the local store and post office were in the western half of the town. Tom lived near the store in a crude galvanised iron shack that Harry had had erected for him. One of his employees, Don McRae, built it with Tom's help. From there, it was a short walk across the railway line to the hotel, where Tom would sometimes have meals and often enjoy a beer and socialising on Saturday nights. Like all the 30 or so townsfolk, Tom adopted the habit of meeting the train, the Mar-E mixed freight and passenger train, when it pulled in on Wednesday and Saturday evenings on its journey from Quorn to Mar-E. This was invariably followed by a short walk to the sliding panel of the large galvanised iron store, where Tom Yates, storekeeper, postmaster, siding caretaker, butcher and chairman of the school committee, lost no time in sorting and distributing the mail. In January 1936, shortly after Tom had completed his second run up the Birdsville track, one of the passengers to alight from the mixed on Saturday night was Hans Mincham, a freshly minted schoolteacher arriving at his first appointment. The following day he accompanied Tom, who he remembers as full-faced, healthy-looking, in fact rather good-looking, on a run to Mumpiawi Station, and planned then to accompany him up the Birdsville track during the September school vacation. "Tom was strong and burly," Hans recalls, "but a jovial person with a very, very easygoing personality. The hardest thing in the world would be to have a row with him."